This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One more quick one, and I don't know if you can answer this. Did you have a favorite game last year?
It's a great question.
I almost feel like you're an artist and you're looking at the painting and you watch the game and you just go,
These are my children. I love them all equally. Did I have a favorite game last year? I'm trying to think about where I was and which games I went to and what were really exciting. I probably went to about 20 games last year. It's a great question. Oh, yeah, I got it. Philadelphia, Seattle on Monday night.
It's a great game. I remember that game. That was a fantastic game.
And it was a flexible scheduling change for the NFL. It was the first time we moved a game from a Sunday to a Monday and a Monday back to a Sunday. And 5 years ago, I think the NFL would have said, impossible. We'll never do that. But think about all the way all the pieces lined up. You had a Kansas City, New England game for Monday, and New England wasn't having the season they wanted. And they were more than happy to move from a Monday night back to Sunday afternoon. Kansas City was happy. New England was happy. Great. Philly and Seattle were in a window at 4 o'clock on Sunday, I think with you guys, right? Dallas, Buffalo. I think they were in your window, and instead of having to split the country between Dallas, Buffalo, and Philly, Seattle, we were able to take the Philly, Seattle game out. Now, 100% of the country got to see Dallas, Buffalo. I don't remember. I don't think it was close, right? It wasn't a close
game. No, the Bills blew them out.
Yeah. Blew them out. But even that was kind of compelling, right? A lot of people like to watch the Cowboys, and some people like to hate watch the Cowboys, but that's okay. So 25-whatever million people got to watch that game, and then you move the Philly-Seattle game to Monday night. Seattle's at home. Yes, they have a short week the following week, but they were home to home. And Philly had the short week coming back from a three-time zone trip, but they were playing the following Monday. They were playing Christmas, so they still had the full week. So I went out there, and I wanted to talk to the Eagles. I wanted to talk to the Seahawks. I wanted to talk to the fans. You know, how was the change? How was it? And then you get to the game, and it was freaking Drew Lock, right?
Drew Lock, he balled out, scored a touchdown right at the end, the game-winning drive.
At the end that really kind of cost the Eagles the division.
That's right.
And you never know, right? You never know. Drew Lock leads a drive, and I think maybe a week or two later, Kyler Murray led a drive against the Eagles. And then, you know, Chicken Cutlet Danny at the Giants went and got a dub over the Eagles, and and they were reeling. Was it because of the flex move to Monday night? Man, I hope not. But that game in that atmosphere, taking it out of, you know, the quote B game from 4 o'clock Eastern time on a Sunday, making it the A game on Monday. The building was electric. It was like kind of misty, kind of rainy, kind of gray, kind of Seattle weather. And then Drew freaking Lock.
Yeah.
It's a game winning touchdown drive. And it was a really fun thing to be a part of. And as a schedule maker, having made a move like that and putting a game that you hoped would be competitive into primetime, and it was, and it came down to the wire like that, and the home team chasing and getting the win and the building being electric was why we do this. It's why we go to games. We're very, very lucky. We work in the candy store, man. Oh, we are very lucky.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.